Okay, I'm sorry. Was it because she was refusing to wear a mask, or you took yours off briefly? What happened exactly?
She puts her lipstick on the outside of the bus. She gets on. She says she doesn't have her fare, whatever. She goes down, sits down. She comes back and says something about her fare. I didn't understand what she was saying. And then she starts putting coins in the bus, in the fare box, and she's having a conversation with me right in front of my face with no mask on. I asked her politely several times to put a mask on. It turns into an argument, and now she's finally calmed down.
Copy. Again, I'm sorry that happened. Are you doing okay? Do you need us to send a supervisor, or are you ready to continue?
No, she's finally calmed down. It just stresses you. I was trying to stay alive out here, and this is not cool.
Yeah, I understand. It's a very difficult time. Does your bus have a barrier?
Yeah, it has a barrier, but it isn't too much for them to just have the fare box arguing with you. Because there's no glass, but it has the fare box end of it.
I copy. Yeah, you guys are frontline employees, so it's not an easy job at this time. Sorry that that happened. Things square up with this woman again, just tie it up and let us know. Otherwise, I don't know if you've had any conversations with your assistant manager, but you might want to talk to them.
Okay, thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Have a better day. Yeah, 1530.